If everyone will please bow your heads and give a little prayer for our friend who we're lowering here in this coffin. Oh, we loved him so. You and I, we viewed him as a friend. And what I normally say in these funeral processions is usually, don't cry because it's over, but smile instead, because it happened. However, today is a day of great mourning. There's no reason for you to go home and smile ever again. There's no real reason to live anymore. In fact, if I were one of you, I'd be jumping in this casket right now as it's being lowered into the ground. So if each of us could pray to our respective gods, and if you're not any sort of god-believing man, you're some sort of atheist, you can go ahead and jump in the hole instead. I'm an old-timey preacher in this opening skit. As we mourn the loss of our great friend, our passionate lover, and our guiding light in the dark. Goodbye, movie theaters. Goodbye. Yes, so this shit fucking sucks. Hello, everyone. Turns out, the one thing that I love to do, the only hobby that I really have, is now fucking dead. This shit sucks. And what I wanted to talk about was that, no, it wasn't coronavirus that killed this. Movie ticket sales have been trending downwards for a while now. And this was going to happen anyways. It's just coronavirus kind of put its foot on the pedal and made it go. A crazy statistic that I learned was that from 2000 to 2005, DVD sales represented about 50% of film profits. So you could even make the argument there. Why 2000 to 2005? Was it the novelty of the DVD, or were we experiencing some sort of cultural shift that was going on and we just didn't know it yet? And what I would argue personally is that movie theater attendance peaked in 2001, and we've been trending down for a while, but have only met things that accelerated its decline. And I think that it was a culmination of a bunch of things happening at the same time that really didn't help each other. So I have three articles that I'm going to be working my way through this episode. One of them just kind of loaded with stats, and the other two are talking about why I truly believe that movie theaters are dead. You know, we've covered before, like, Regal Cinemas closing. We've covered the potential for Amazon to be acquiring AMC. That was something that was flirted, and then AMC's stock price shot up, which is pretty cool that that's happening, right, guys? How only the people at the top are getting rich off of that, and all the workers now have to find new jobs. But this was a long time coming, and any of us acting like coronavirus is the reason why it died, we need to take a step back and realize that the industry, movie theater specifically, have been dying for 20 years now, and all it took was one domino to set off the rest of this. So, why did movie theaters die?
To subscribe to the Mr. Movies podcast, go to patreon.com/MrMovies. You get project updates. You get to vote on what movies appear on the show. And you get one extra episode per week. Oh, to be alive at this time.